While two of the outsiders struggled with the dissipation of their powers, a third stood before Lyle Miller. Paco Mason still harbored doubts about what Zack had told him of the magic shop.
"So you're some kind of magician?" he asked.
Lyle gave him a wry, condescending smile. "My boy, I'm the best kind of magician. A real one." He walked Paco over to the front window display. He reached inside and pulled out the only item there, the one that had immediately captured Paco's imagination, a black magician's wand. The wand was a solid dowel about 6 inches long. One tip was white. Lyle held it in his hand, white tip out. "Now think of the white tip as the end of the barrel," he warned. "Point that thing away from you." He returned to the counter with Paco in tow. Two paper cups sat at one end. The rest of the display case, and store for that matter, was empty.
"It's a wand like Harry Potter has," Paco said.
"Please," Lyle said. "Wands that can do anything, that's all make-believe. A real wand has one true task." He held the wand with the grace of a great painter with his finest brush, a delicate touch to direct great power. "Now, all the finest magicians master this skill, one way or another," Lyle said. "A woman enters a box, a coin hidden under a scarf, a sheet draped over an item. The setup is immaterial. One way or another, they all disappear." Lyle touched the wand's white tip to the lip of one of the cups. "Bakshoka karami," Lyle said. There was a tiny flash. A puff of white smoke appeared and dissipated in a split second. The cup was gone. A look of awe appeared on Paco's face. It was the same look he had when he watched a campfire burn, the same look he had when he saw fireball explosions on TV, the same look he had at the moment of ignition when a magnifying glass focused the sun's rays on the back of an ant.
"Where did it go?"
"It didn't go anywhere," Lyle said. "It just ceased. Spontaneous endothermic combustion. Always leaves the crowd wanting more, usually because they now have less." "Want to try?" Paco could not speak. He just held out his hand. Lyle gave him the wand. He positioned Paco's fingers to hold it like a chopstick. "There. Hold it with reverence. It's not a plastic fork." Lyle held up a hand and waved his fingers. A gold coin the size of a quarter appeared. He put it in Paco's other hand. "Now focus and feel the power," he said. "It will surge to the wand at your command of Bakshoka Karami."
"Bakshoka Karami!"
The coin in Paco's left hand heated up. A tingle ran up that arm, across his shoulders and down the other. The wand between his fingers began to thrum. His pulse pounded harder. He tapped the remaining cup. The wand jolted like the kick of a shotgun. The cup flashed and vanished.
"Awesome!" Paco shouted.
"You are a natural," Lyle said. "The wand and you are one." Paco stared, enchanted by the stick in his hand. No more matches, no more firecrackers.
"How much for it?" he asked.
"How much do you have?" Paco pulled a 20 and 2 fives from his pocket. It was as much as he thought he could take from his mother's wallet without the loss being noticed. Lyle took the 20. He pumped 2 keys, and a 10 and a 5 tab popped up on opposite sides of the register's glass window, like 2 eyes awakened. The drawer consumed Paco's money. The 2 eyes dropped back into satiated sleep. Lyle returned a 5 to Paco's cash hoard. "That's 15 with 5 change, he said. "Remember, the white tip points out. Come back Tuesday afternoon to master your new craft."